The Department of Workforce Development estimates that Wisconsin lost about 6,200 private sector jobs last month. Milwaukee Mayor Barrett took note of the numbers at a Milwaukee news conference and blamed the job loss on Governor Walker.
Under Governor Walker's leadership, the state of Wisconsin has lost jobs once again in April, just as it had last year, just as it had earlier. And the reason it has lost jobs is related to the fact that he decided last year that rather than focusing on creating 250,000 jobs, like he said he was going to do as a candidate, he decided he would rather divide this state.
Barrett says Wisconsin is again doing the opposite of the national trend.
What we're seeing is even though there was a gain nationally, Wisconsin has lost jobs.
Speaking in Green Bay, Walker said even though the April jobs numbers are from his administration, they're only based on a sample and are not to be believed. Walker says that's based on the unverified numbers he released this week, showing Wisconsin actually gained jobs last year.
Similar numbers were shown in 2011, and instead of having a loss of more than 33,000, the actual job numbers submitted by employers across the state showed we gained 57,000 more than they originally thought. When you take a sample of 3.5%, it's kind of like taking a poll in a statewide election and only sampling a couple cities and assuming that that's an accurate poll.
Walker contends a slight drop in the Wisconsin unemployment rate is the more important number from yesterday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.